And I hope we have with us Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning,
How
Rabbi.
Are you? Good morning, Nativ.
We are good. We are good.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. You know, the beauty of the technology, I don't have to be in Windsor to do an interview.
Yeah. And you're
which I'm not. I'm in the States, but that's good. We always find time to do an interview with you. It's always a pleasure and it's always beautiful.
Same here with us. So what are we going to discuss today? Parshat HaShavua or the coming big Purim event or both?
How about we do both?
That's it. Let's do that.
So, this week's Torah portion is Parshat Mishpatim, which means laws, judgment, and we see that following the revelation at Sinai, God legislates a series of laws for the people of Israel. These include the laws of the servant that doesn't want to leave after a period of time, the penalties of murder, kidnapping, assault, theft, granting of loans, and the responsibilities of what we have, the rules governing conduct of justice by the court of law. Also including, we learn the laws warring against mistreatment of foreigners, for example, converts, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The observance of the seasonal festivals, the prohibition against cooking meat and milk, the mitzvah of prayer. So there are so many mitzvahs that is in this week's Torah portion, 53 of them. So it's an incredible Torah portion, a lot to learn. And also we see that God promises to bring the people of Israel to the Holy Land, and he warns them against assuming the pagan ways of the current people that are living there. Now, obviously, we know that the Torah says that the Jews proclaim, "We'll do and we'll hear," and so on and so forth. Now, the very first law after the description of the giving of the Torah at Sinai is the law of the Jewish slave, which is that you should buy a Hebrew slave.
Bless you.
Thank you. You should buy a Hebrew slave. He shall work for 6 years, and on the seventh year, he shall go out to freedom without charge. In other words, you have to let him go.
Yeah.
And what do we see if he doesn't want to go? The law is that after persuading him to leave, he says, "No, I don't want to leave. It's so good here for you, for my family, for me." And what happens is you got to take him to the doorpost near the mezuzah, bang a hole in his ear, and he is able to then say, this is one of the commandments we don't understand why, but this is the thing, is that God told you after 6 years, you got to leave, go and be free. You don't want to do it, then this is what happens. Now, of all the laws in this week's Torah portion, why begin, which everyone asks, with this topic of slavery? Is this the first and most important law that the Jews that we need to hear? That you're going to hire a slave, and if you want, after 6 years he wants to leave, he doesn't want to leave, you have to do so and so. There are many, many other commandments in this week's Torah portion that would have been make more sense for us to hear through. You know, the idea of the penalties of murder, kosher, loans, the court of law, and then you could do slavery as well. Why is that the main one, the first one, actually? There's a lot of rabbis that want to be able to, and they would hopefully, they secretly confess that they would wish that this law was sandwiched somehow or somewhere in, you know, in the fifth reading of the Torah portion, the fifth reading. But it's right in the beginning. That in order that it shouldn't draw too much attention. Because you think, who wants to talk about slavery in the 21st century? So, if you think about it, really, there is a deep lesson. And we discover that this law really speaks to the core issue that we as Canadians, Americans, whatever it may be, whoever would be listening, because we're in America and in Canada on this beautiful station that everyone can hear,
yeah,
that we struggle with this in our century, in the 21st century, because for most part, we have a great justice system. But once you look and take a careful look, we discover that often there exists a justice gap between people who can afford superior representation and those on the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. Because there are many, many numerous examples that can be discussed, in regards with that. In order to get to the Supreme Court, you need to have great representatives, you got to have good lawyers, and you got to have this, in order to even want to get heard. If you don't have anything, you don't have money, you don't have any procedure or anything else, you won't even get heard at a small court.
Yeah.
So, there in itself is a very, very big problem in our justice system. But if you go and look back at this week's Torah portion, what do we see? We see it says, who is a Jewish slave? What is a Jewish slave? He is a person on the lowest rung on the social ladder. You know, he's poverty stricken, who chose to sell himself, or he's as the Torah brings out, he's a thief that he stole, he was unable to pay back the amount that was stolen. But in both cases, Jewish laws specify that he must be treated with the utmost care, at times even better than his master. And the Torah is really giving us a profound message, one that challenges us, I think, to this very day. The Torah is telling us that the first priority of the legal system must not be the people who can afford the best representation, not the people who can, lobby for laws benefiting the powerful, but rather the lowest person in society. By placing the law of the Hebrew slave first, what do we see? The Torah is telling us that if we are to achieve justice, we must ensure that the weakest among us receive justice. We must ensure that the slave is released on the seventh year. And he must have the exact same justice as anyone else that can afford it. There should not be any of this difference. Because for justice is measured by how we treat the thief, by how we treat the poor person.
The weak.
The right. To create a just society, we have to start with the people at the bottom. And yes, it sometimes is not easy because, there's a lot of people and there's a lot of interest for bigger things. More money would come in, so on and so forth. So the Torah is telling us not that you're not allowed to take care of those people. Not that you shouldn't represent the lobbyists and the people that have more money. But we should never, ever forget the poor people. We have to deal with them just as we would deal with the rich people and the people that have more power. And that is why the Torah tells us the first commandment in this week's Torah portion is talking about slavery, and we should not get carried away and entrapped in this, and hopefully have a justice system that works for all the people, regardless of who we are. So that is something that I think is very important in this week's Torah portion. And obviously in less than 3 weeks is going to be Purim. And it's the party, one of the parties of the year. We have a beautiful big annual community Purim party, which is held, which we do, which Chabad of Windsor does, that's the JCC of Windsor in the gym. We use that facility, the gym, because we have so many people that are coming and we need the room, so it's a beautiful event. This year's theme is Purim Under the Sea. So it is going to be a sea-oriented theme party with sushi, plenty of sushi. We have 4 sushi chefs coming earlier in the day, and they're going to make hundreds of rolls of sushi.
Kosher
sushi. It's going to be beautiful. As well as a full dinner and dessert, and there's going to be entertainment for kids, crafts, so on and so forth. We also have entertainment. We have an exotic animal show that's going to be coming, as well as a kangaroo. A kangaroo will be hopping around the gym. So it is going to be a fascinating sight. We're also going to read the Megillah before that. So Everyone is going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be amazing. It's March 12th. It's a Sunday, starting at 4:30. And people should please RSVP. And it's $20 an adult, and children 12 and under are free, as there is a sponsor that sponsors all the kids that want to go. So it's going to be a beautiful event, music and so on. So we always have a good crowd. So start reserving so we make sure we have enough sushi and food for everyone.
Who do they contact to reserve?
They can contact me. They can contact any of the synagogues and just tell them to pass the message on to me. Either way. At what number? I don't even know all the synagogue's number, but they can call my number, 519-256-2572, or they can email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com. Either way.
That's great. And don't eat the kangaroo. It's not kosher.
That is correct. I don't think the kangaroo will allow you to get close to him to eat him. So kangaroo is a very powerful animal.
I know. Watch it from the kangaroo kicks.
That's right. But I think the kangaroo that's coming is people friendly, so I wouldn't worry.
That's good. So, Rabbi, what about services?
Services, Friday evening is 5:45, and Shabbat morning is 9:30. Sunday is 8:15, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is at 7:15 at the JCC Parrot's House. So, great way to start the day, and we have minions covered through the whole week.
That's great. And we, of course, we will mention this event before the event itself.
Oh, that's right. We'll be talking about it every week from now on.
Yeah, so prepare your snorkels.
That's right.
Good.
So, Ilan, we're not... One thing that we're not allowed to do is no coming in the bathing suits.
No coming in bathing suits. Okay, I will. We will mention that before too, just to make sure.
Okay.
That's great. So thank you, Rabbi, and we wish you Shabbat Shalom, and we will talk with you next week.
God willing, yes. Be well. Shabbat Shalom, Ilan. Shabbat Shalom, Nativ. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.